your style. The fashion and beauty you need for this weekend with Wonderbra. Heat. It's Star Style, the podcast. Heat.
Hi there, this is Tony Phillips and Star Style on Heat Radio with Wonderbra, bringing you all the tips on how to dress like the stars.
It's good, isn't it?
Heat.
Grey is definitely this season's colour. So what about next season? Well, black is the new grey. Sharper, sleeker, more chic and more flattering than grey. Black is millimetres away from another revival of epic proportions. Black nail varnish is already here. Glam, yet edgy, dramatic, yet easy. Black bras can have that great look of classic slutwear. Yet they're so much more practical. They don't go all dishcloth drab after a while, and you don't have to wash them so often. And as for sunglasses, you can keep your tortoise shell frames. Black is so much more Hollywood. As the chill of winter arrives, the question of which winter coat to buy comes with it. However, this year the answer comes in three words, and I think you can guess the colour. Little black coat. Just like its little cousin, the LBC is also destined to become a classic. And now is definitely the time to invest in a good one. Because black is next season's colour, all the key shapes and styles are just now becoming available.
What's hot?
Wow, that's really something.
And what's not? Star Style with Wonderbra.
Heat Radio.
The podcast.
If I say the word cagoule, it might conjure up images of spotty nerds playing top trumps in the playground or train spotting geeks out rambling for the day. But just like the Apple Mac, the Packer Mac has turned cool.
Is it 'cause I'm cool?
Think about it. It's light, it's practical, it's waterproof. But yes, it's still a cagoule, isn't it? So, how cool are you? If you're going out for the night, would you ditch the overcoat for a nice bright orange Packer Mac for the sake of fashion?
Absolutely not.
Well, it's certainly sensible. Some changeable weather.
I haven't worn a cagoule since I was in Brownies. I have no intention of starting again.
I do have a cagoule, actually.
Do you?
I use it for festivals. Doesn't sound like it known, but all. It sounds a bit tacky.
Not really, no. I mean, no, it reminds me of the 80s. It's awful. It's just like how a woman dresses in a Packer Mac can look good. I mean, tramps wear Packer Macs.
I have to be honest, actually, because I used to be into sort of skater clothing, and a lot of that was kind of over-the-head cagoule type hooded style. So I've got a few anyway at home, which I have worn on a night out, but not for a few years, I have to say. I'm not sure I'll be buying a cagoule. Things, they are really practical, and actually I lie, because I have got a black one that I got really cheaply that I took to go on a walking holiday, and actually I've worn it loads since. I've worn it at festivals and I've worn it all over the place to keep me dry and stuff, so actually they're dead practical and they can look quite cute. It's quite street, isn't it? It's quite a street fashion thing. So
Star Style Podcast.
A trend that's been hard to ignore recently has been goth.
Are you scared?
The problem is, it's so easy to get wrong, and this is not a look any of us want to screw up, because it can really go wrong. To bring the look up to date and not to Halloween party, it's important to think less is more and either go for a strong lip or a strong eye. Black is the dominant colour, but purple, burgundy, dark green, navy and grey, they also look good. With dark eyes or lips, the skin is important. But anyone can wear this look as long as the skin is polished and all imperfections well concealed. Make sure your lips are lined and neat around the edges to avoid looking trashy. The perfect finish is a strong nail colour, either black or any strong shade, but layer it up so you'll still keep a hint of colour. Use base coat to prevent staining and have lots of nail varnish remover ready to tidy up any mistakes. Maybe Adamant's not such a good background music for this.
Someone is broadcasting on a carrier frequency.
Hey, it's David Hasselhoff, alias The Hawk, and this is the only kit you really need this weekend.
I'm sorry, that just slipped out.
Star Style with Wonderbra.
Heat Radio.
The podcast.
Do you expect me to talk?
This weekend, it's time to raise a martini glass and perhaps an eyebrow, as Bond is back. But those are not the only things being raised with the arrival of a new 007. Anyone who's seen the clip of Daniel Craig coming out of the water in Casino Royale will know that temperatures are about to go up, and the hemline on men's trunks. Question is, just how tight should a man's swimming trunks be?
If you're proud of what you've got, then show it off. But never a thong and never a brief style. Always this kind of short style, that's fine.
Oh, no. Especially depending upon which men decide to wear them. No, no,
well,
no.
I don't think it's flattering on any man, no, really, is it?
No. Unsexy, unflattering, no. Uncool.
In the Speedos, in the DTs. Ooh, okay. I was actually having a discussion about this morning. I went swimming. Even guys with good bodies just shouldn't wear DTs. It's just, it's not appealing. It's too revealing. And then I thought, that's not really a fair thing to say, because women can wear the equivalent and nobody complains, do they? So I say, go for it, boys, if you want to. Just don't expect any attention from me.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's a good idea if you've got a, if you're quite, if you, if you're quite gifted, it's a good idea, I suppose. But I'm sure there's some men that might opt out, and I'm, you know, I might just stay with the baggy shorts myself.
I think Daniel Craig looks amazing in that shot. I think he's gorgeous, just gorgeous. And to get away with those trunks, you've got to look like him. I don't think most men could get away with it, but if you look like Daniel Craig and those, you know, you've got that body, then wear those trunks. They're fit. Very nice.
Star Style Podcast.
The wheel of fashion continues to turn, and this season it stopped at pinafore dresses. Yes, I know they sound a bit school disco, but then you're hardly going to go and get any complaints from the boys, are you? And being top of the fashion class couldn't be easier. Getting the right look is all about layering and keeping what you wear underneath simple. Worn with a crisp white blouse or vest and teamed with black tights, you'll look more A-grade student than Centrinian strumpet. Ashley Simpson, Nicole Richie, Chantel, even Colleen looks like butter wouldn't melt. But don't be tempted to do your hair and makeup all school girly as well, or you will just look like you're on your way to go to one of those school disco events from a few years ago. To strike the right balance, do your fashion homework and do opt for versions in school uniform shades of grey, black or navy, as seen on the catwalks of Anna Sui and Chloe, if you want to be rewarded with a gold star for your efforts.
One, two, three, four. Something for the weekend. Star Style with Wonderbra.
Heat Radio.
The podcast.
It seems that Simon Cowell has left his mark. Let's not think about that for too long. I'm talking about those high-waisted trousers of his. It seems that they're about to be the next big thing for fashionable men. Do they carry with them echoes of a more sophisticated age of classic men's tailoring and individuality, or are they just embarrassing? Let's see if this weekend your man should be getting wasted.
From a personal perspective, I think it's kind of a 40s look, and I get that. But it depends on the trouser.
And it depends on the man.
And it depends on the man.
Whether he can carry it off or not.
I don't think many people could.
Ooh.
Something you'd be encouraging.
No, I don't think that would really turn me on. Although, I think there'd be some indie-looking kind of boys who could pull it off well. Like the Pete Doherty kind of look. That definitely works for me, but definitely not the older breed like Simon. But I think it would suit girls better, actually. Women with like streamlined figures could probably pull it.
That's awful. I mean, Simon Cowell isn't like a fashion icon, is he? He's not really where it's at, I wouldn't say. But I can't imagine that catching on at all. It's like pink shirts that didn't stay around, did it? High trousers aren't around to stay either.
For men,
yeah.
No, I wouldn't want my husband to wear Simon Cowell type trousers at all. No way. I much prefer a low hung jean on a man with a bit of a sag on the ass. Definitely. Much nicer. Although I know that sort of high waisted trousers have been very fashionable for women, and they're just sort of, I've seen Kate Moss wearing some, and like one of the Sugar Babes, and they'll probably take off a bit more for women, but I can't imagine men wanting to, or their women wanting them to wear them.
Star Style with Wonderbra. Thursday nights from 7, get tips on how to dress like the stars and next week's hottest new trends, plus reviews of the best new tunes, and we might play a few too. If you're going out this weekend, then get in with what's hot and what's not. Star Style with Wonderbra, Thursday nights from 7 on Heat Radio.
So into it, or so over it. Star Style with Wonderbra.
Heat Radio.
The podcast.